Okay. I want to give you a definition of the felt sense. So we've heard that word, yeah, probably have our own definitions. I'm going to tell you mine. I'll share mine. So felt sense can be our internal awareness of breath, sensations, thoughts and emotions, and how they impact, excuse me, and affect each other on a moment-to-moment basis. Okay, so an internal awareness of breath, what breath is doing from whenever we want to check into it, where it is, how it feels. Could be the rapidity of it, it could be the absence of it. Sensations, tight, loose, cold, hot, prickly, relaxed, you name it. Yeah. Thoughts, don't need to tell you about those. Emotions, and how they impact each other on a moment-to-moment basis. So they all collide. But generally, we don't sense how they impact each other. Okay, so this is where the somatic sensing, which is diving in, sensing the soma, joined in relationship with cognition, thinking, cognizing, culminates in wisdom and then compassion. So we want to be able to be aware, be mindful of what's arising and passing and colliding and pulling apart, colliding, separating, colliding, glomming, clinging, attaching, being pushed away, whatever that scenario is, because there's lots of different scenarios, of all of those aspects of our being, our breath, body, our mind, heart, all of it. And we make sense of it. We are cognitively aware of what's going on and how things impact each other so that we learn from that. We build on that direct experience of knowing. So I want to, if, you know, sometimes some of the body practices have kind of gotten a bad rap as being not as intelligent, you know, that mind only is the way to go, you know. My mind. And I love my mind again. I love your minds. Our minds are beautiful things to have. Consciousness is amazing, yeah? But there's a lot of mind and intelligence in the body as well. So really what can be very interesting, I think, and more rich and way to live with self-care and self-awareness, consciousness, static or no static, is, you want to turn it off? Is to know all of it. Now, you might notice that that sound takes you somewhere, yeah? To a thought or feeling. Absence. Notice the absence of those sounds. What's the difference? Can you sense the absence? We forget about that part. Now, this is where rubber hits the road with our practice, okay? There's a sound. We may feel it's unpleasant. How does that feel?
Thank you.
There's a sound. It's pleasant. How does that feel? How do we sense it? What's the resonance? Do we want to turn towards, turn away, relax around it? What do we want to do? Maybe we don't want to do anything. We just want to be with the sound and then be with the absence of sound. There's lots of choices that we have, okay? And it's really not about, you know, we can try all we want to create a life that has everything as planned, and we know how that goes. It's one of the things and benefits of getting a little older that I appreciate is by now I know that's fruitless. I had to prove that to myself for many, many years. Okay, so that's the definition of felt sense. So we don't want to go into the body and just think that we're dumbing ourselves down. And we don't want to stay in just the mind only and think that that's the best way to be or the only way to be. But let's combine our facets. That's how I like to look at it. Let's know what affects everything else. Let's utilize all our potential to wake up, be present, be more at ease, maybe even be happier, kinder, more of service, things like that, yeah? So being in the body, again, is something that might take you a little while. Yeah, you might be like Mr. Duffy. Okay. I was a little bit, not like Mr. Duffy, but I certainly didn't live in my body that much in the beginning. I want to bring you through a couple of, embodiment practices, I like to call them. Just a little bit of some stretching that we can do on the chair or on our cushion so that we can, again, have this as something we might pick up and utilize at work, maybe on the subway if it's not too crowded or you feel bold. Definitely at home if you're by yourself. So just notice how you feel right now. Now, when we say how we feel, again, if we go into the felt sense of something, anything, a moment, that's noticing how your body is. So notice your body. Notice where your breath is. Or if it was just held, that's okay. Notice that. It'll come back once you notice it, usually. Notice your mind, the landscape of your mind, whatever it is. You still have one. That's good. You're still aware of it. That's beautiful. Notice your heart. You still have one of those. It's beautiful, too. Notice it. Even if it's not feeling at its best, just notice it. Okay? All right. So that's our two-second check-in. So we notice how we are. We fiddle. Add some skillful means, and then we're going to notice how we are at the end. That's noticing the resonance, and that's noticing the absence of, things like that, okay? So, let's see if I can gracefully do this. All right, so I'm going to demonstrate this as if I were sitting on a chair. And then I'll talk you through how you could do this on a cushion if you want. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do, and I'm going to show you first so that you can decide, hey, I want to do that. No, that's not good for my body. Okay, you can opt out of any of these. But the first thing we're going to try is just to fold forward. So hang on a second, I'm going to show you the full thing. First, it's like this. And then if you're on the cushion, you're just going to walk your hands forward, but hold yourself up with your arms and hands so you're not completely down. And then the second part, if you want to, is to go further down. When I come up, I'm just going to roll up. Okay? So if you're on the cushion, you just fold forward, but prop yourself on your arms until you've hit a point where you don't want to go forward anymore. If you're on the chair, start with just the elbows and let your neck hang. Elbows on the knees, just let your head hang. And then if you want to, you can go a little further forward. But I want you to take your time. If you're going forward, take it incrementally, if you're going a little bit more into the pose, so that you're really sensing one moment to the next what's shifting and changing. Now, that could be feeling muscles change, bones change, you know, move away from each other. That could be your breath changes. That could be anything, right? So take your time and just sense your way through it. Not about thinking about it, but just really feeling it. You might feel some muscles stretching. You might sense discomfort or comfort. You might sense blood, especially going, to your head. Okay, and then come up slowly. Use your hands and arms to help you up. So don't lift with your neck, but really use your arms mainly to push you back up. Okay, and just take a moment and feel the resonance. You can have your eyes opened or closed, either is fine. What did that just do? Okay, and then allow your eyes to open. Now, everything has an effect. Everything has a resonance. Whether it's a simple breeze that brushes our face or something a little bit more active like hanging like that, or a sound, a conversation, reading the news, everything has an effect. Now, generally, we don't notice it because we're moving on to the next and the next and the next. And sometimes, especially if it's unpleasant, we don't notice it because we don't want to. Yeah, that's normal. But if we can notice the resonance, the effect of the colliding of the felt sense, you know, all those little components of ourselves or facets of ourselves from one moment to the next more and more, then we have more choice. Okay, so we just sense, feel. Okay, so this next one, I'm going to show you a couple of ways to do it. If your knees aren't good, you're not going to do this one like this. If your knee is okay, we're going to start with the right leg, the ankle on the knee, but don't push this. If your knees are at all tenuous, I'm going to show you a different way to do it. So this is one. Now, if you're sitting on the floor, you can either bring there's a lot of variation I'm seeing people do on the theme. You can straighten the bottom leg and then put the top leg, so it would be like that, if you're on the floor. Now, the other way to do this on a chair that isn't damaging or harmful to a knee, if your knee is delicate, and some of ours are, is to cross the knees. Cross one knee on top of another, okay? So do one of those variations, and then we're going to fold forward again. And track what you feel. Just sense what this is doing. If it doesn't feel safe in the knee, then skip it. Definitely skip it. We're not at a Zen monastery sitting through all pain, okay? Not that there isn't value to some of that. Okay, now we'll come up slowly again in whatever variation we were in and find a neutral position with your legs, whatever that is. Stop for a moment, feel, sense the difference from one side to another. Okay, and then let's try the other side. Now, if your first knee was a little delicate, tenuous, do the same thing on the other leg, okay? So if one leg is more open or one knee can take it a little more, don't go to the full degree on that side, because what it does is it opens that side more and more and more. It creates more of an imbalance. So if you do the same thing, whatever variation it is on both sides, it helps your body maintain just a tiny bit more balance, okay? So then we fold forward again, and we notice whatever we can notice here. You might notice sensations in muscles, joints, breath, mind, heart, or mental, emotional. All these various components of ourselves. Okay, and then come up again slowly. Don't try not to lead with your neck. That's usually what we do. We'll try to let that habit go. And then find a neutral position with your legs, whatever is comfortable. And again, just sense the difference between one side and another. And that's a quantitative difference, not a qualitative necessarily. We don't want to, it's not good, bad, or any adjective. It's just different. Okay, and then open your eyes if they're closed. And this next is a twist. So if a twist doesn't feel comfortable to you, I'll demonstrate it first before I talk you through it. Then what you can do is you can track it internally, is that you'll just do what I'm suggesting from the inside, okay? Which is an interesting experience. You can even try that if you want. So if we're seated, we're going to take, so watch it first in completion if you don't mind, okay? Because there's some key elements to this that I want to show you. Is we're going to put our left hand on our right leg and our right hand behind us. Now, what I want you to try to do is open up the right shoulder by placing the right palm towards your back and relaxing the shoulders. And then I'm going to talk you through a twist, which is going to start at the base of the spine. So it's going to be belly area, lower back first, rib area, middle back second, collarbone, neck third, upper back last, neck, and then the head. Okay? So left hand on the right leg, right hand behind. Now, careful, because a lot of you have already done the whole twist. Don't do it. Slow it down. Okay, so see if you can look at me. You know, I'm laughing because I do this. All right? This is why I think it's funny, because it took me a few years to get myself not to do this. Lead with my head. Because, you know, when you lead with your head, the body's like, hey, wait a minute. But the mind's going, the head's going, oh, this is great, isn't it? I'm already at my destination. You coming? I don't really care if you are or not. I feel like I'm already there. Or something like that. So, okay, so try to keep the nose, middle of your nose, middle of your chin, whichever you want, right on top of the breastbone until the very last minute, okay? So take a breath in, and as you exhale, just turn your navel to the right. Don't turn your head. It's hard, I know. Challenging. Okay, so turn your navel. Now keep turning your navel to the right. Now try this. Turn the left hip point to the left. I'm sorry, right hip point to the left. So your navel is turning to the right, and the right hip point, the front of the hip, is turning to the left. Feel that. Now take a couple of breaths down there. So explore the pelvic bowl area with your breath if you're comfortable there. Now begin to turn your ribs to the right. Imagine that your ribs begin at the back body at the spine, and they wrap around and hug you so that your right rib cage wraps forward
and your left rib cage wraps forward. So they both wrap forward. So in other words, you're not bringing the right ribs back and leaving the left ribs hanging. So they're hugging. So your head still on top of the nose, the chin still on top of the breastbone. Okay, so breathe into the middle of your back, middle chest area. Explore that. Now begin to turn your collarbones to the right. Drop your shoulders. Breathe up higher, and when you're ready, turn your head a little more to the right, if it feels comfortable, but don't push it. Don't strain your neck. And breathe up into the throat. Even imagine breathing into your head. And then whenever you're ready, on an exhale, revolve forward. Come back to neutral. Take your time. Now, before we move, sense the difference on the right. Sense the difference on the left. Sense it in the felt sense, but sense it with your breath too. Can you feel a difference in the ability to breathe different places? It's kind of wild. Okay, a little bit more of an experiment here. Just do a counter twist to the left and turn to the right and feel the difference in softness. Can you feel that? Just from that little twist, there's a difference, okay? So now we'll try the other side. So right hand on left leg, left hand behind us, palm of the hand facing the back body, that opens the shoulder. All right, so I'm gonna let you experience this on your own, but without saying anything, so that you can track yourself as you go up. Track it either just by bringing your awareness, your consciousness there, or you can breathe into the different areas as you're twisting. But take your time and do one little part at a time, okay? So you can really experience it. Whenever you feel you've had enough, then allow yourself to revolve forward and just neutral posture and sense. Just drop in and sense. If you want to counter twist, you can. Okay. Come back and notice where your breath is now. All right. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to stand up, but I want you to take your time, okay? So before you start, see if you can really track what fires first, second, third. In other words, see if you can feel the muscles that start to activate to just allow you to stand up. And, you know, if you're on the ground, take your time. You know, if you need to shake your legs out or something like that, that's fine. Take your time, but really be in your body as you do something as simple as stand, okay? So we're just going to be very present in the body as we stand up. You might even notice your breath as you're standing or as you're coming to stand. So as you're standing, you can do this with your eyes opened or closed. But notice the sense of weight. That might feel a little differently than before we did those little movement practices. But see if you can sense the weight and balance on your feet. You might notice that you lean into one foot a little bit more than the other. Hey, welcome to having a human body. It's not balanced. It's got a lot of personality. See if you can notice if you stand. Let's go to the right foot first, either in the heel or the ball of the foot a little more. Can you sense that? Or maybe on the inside or the outside of the foot, can you feel that? Is there, you know, we have a disposition. Now shift your attention over to the left foot. See if you can sense if you're on the heel or the ball of the foot a little bit more. Some of us lean a little forward, some a little back, and each foot's different. And see if you can sense on your left foot if you're on the inside or the outside of the foot a little more. And just stand as naturally as possible. Okay, so scoot your awareness up a little bit. Notice your shins, bones in front of the calves. And see if you can feel your calf muscles. And one you might sense more than another. You know, we have a stronger side, and that's the one we usually sense. But as you're just standing here in relative stillness, can you feel the movement happening? You'll feel it on your feet. You'll feel it in your legs. What can you sense? And then notice the back of your knees. That tiny little crevice. Now, you might feel the back of one knee more than another, and that's generally the heel that you're standing in a little bit more. You might feel one calf because of that same reason. And just notice it. Now, notice the front of the knee, the kneecap. Right side, left side. Just feel them. And then move your attention up a little higher into your thighs. Can you feel the length of the thigh bone? From the knee into the hip. Notice the muscles of the thigh. And then move into the pelvic bowl as much as you're comfortable. And get a sense of the internal organs in the pelvic bowl. Is there softness in the belly? Or is it a little bit restricted? Is there breath there or not? There's no right or wrong. Just feel it. See if you can locate your tailbone area. And then notice your lower back. The lumbar spine, maybe it has a curve, maybe it doesn't, but just sense the lower back. And then go up a little higher and feel the middle of your back where it's attached to the ribs and see if you can feel that area, back, front, and inside. Maybe you get a sense of your lungs. Maybe there's some movement in the rib cage because of breath, or maybe not. Notice the chest. You can skip any of these areas that aren't comfortable. See if you can feel your collarbones. And then sense your right shoulder, this shoulder blade. And then feel your left shoulder and the left shoulder blade. And then notice how your arms fall out of your shoulders. See if you can feel that little crevice of the elbow crease. Are there any feelings that you can ascertain or notice in the forearms? Can you feel your wrists? And then notice the hands. and the hands as they turn into fingers. And maybe you can even feel or sense the weight of your fingernails. You could probably feel temperature in your hands. And then sweep up and go to the back of your neck and feel that area. And then inside the neck, in the throat, see if you can sense your throat. And then your jaw, what's going on in the jaw. And then feel your lips. Is there space between them or are they touching? Sense the skin on your face. The space, regardless of size, between your eyebrows. See if you can feel your scalp. Now find your breath. And then allow your eyes to open if they're closed, and very mindfully come back to your seat. Notice how you're going down. And then if you would like, close your eyes. And we'll sit together for about 20 minutes.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.